For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. A law related to K-Man's kids is set to get an overhaul. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller brings us more on that and other items discussed at Cabinet's October 2nd meeting.
It was at this meeting that K-Man's leaders approved the issuance of drafting instructions to amend the Children's Act, the Status of Children's Act 2003, along with the consequential repeal of sections of the Maintenance Act and the Affiliation Act, along with any other amendments needed to finalize this new Children's Act Amendment Bill 2024. The Status of Children's Act ensures equal status of kids, regardless of whether the child is born in or out of wedlock or is adopted. It also covers the establishment of paternity and presumption of parentage arising out of the use of fertilization procedures. Cabinet also gave the green light for a Coastal Works permit to construct a dock on Crown Seabed offshore Water Key in Northside. They also approved the renewal of leases for the Department of Environmental Health, Cayman BRAC, the police's digital forensics hub, the temporary lease of additional space for the elections office, and advised the approval to dispose of Crown property at Great Tree Residential Condominiums at the southern end of 7 Mile Beach. And finally, for money matters, Cabinet agreed to bring forward $300,000 from the 2025 budget to this year for Cayman BRAC and Little Cayman Roads, along with a shifting of $900,000 from the 2025 to this year's budget for public restrooms Grand Cayman. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary online at gov.ky. The Grand Court heard a case brought by the National Conservation Council against the Central Planning Authority earlier today. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks has more in this report.
The issue is an after-the-fact granting of planning permission for a road built through land in East End, which is home to the endangered blue iguana. The Central Planning Authority initially granted the permission on the 13th of February, subject to conditions aimed at protecting the blue iguana population. However, due to concerns raised by the National Conservation Council, the Central Planning Authority says they revisited and revised its decision on the 10th of April. The Planning Authority says since then they have adjourned the application, pending an appeal by the landowner to the Cabinet against an interim directive issued by the National Conservation Council in 2023. The directives designated the area as a critical habitat for blue iguanas. The Central Planning Authority says in the interim, they've implemented conditions ensuring the protection of the blue iguana population. These conditions include prohibiting the use of the road for motorized vehicles or mechanical activity. The National Conservation Council has applied for judicial review, seeking to quash the Central Planning Authority's decisions from February and April 2024. If successful, the landowner's planning permission will need to be reconsidered and the current conditions protecting the blue iguanas will be removed. The Central Planning Authority argues that the judicial review serves no practical purpose and would only reduce existing environmental protections. They also claim that their decision to adjourn the planning application was lawful. The chairman of the Planning Authority said in a press release earlier today that the Central Planning Authority believes that it has acted lawfully and appropriately, balancing the interests of the landowner with the interests of the environment, and seeking to address the concerns of the National Conservation Council by revisiting its initial decision. The case highlights the ongoing tensions between development and environmental conservation, particularly concerning the protection of endangered species like the blue iguana. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The proceeding concluded today with the judge noting he will deliver his judgment as soon as possible, but did not specify a date.
Since the passing of the most recent storms, our shorelines on 7 Mile Beach have been left in a state that poses a major safety risk to all who traverse the beach and the ocean. Issuing this urgently needed guidance on the safe removal of debris is only the first step to addressing our compromised beaches.
Minister of Sustainability and Climate Resiliency, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes there. Now, while a coastal works permit is not required for the removal or clearance of debris or large fallen trees, affected property owners are advised to complete the digital coastal works debris removal notice form, which will notify the relevant government agencies of proposed efforts to remove debris from the marine environment. Upon completion of the form, the Departments of Planning, Lands and Survey, Environment, and the Recreation Parks and Cemeteries Unit will automatically be made aware of the property owner's intentions.
Tackling the beach erosion will require a cross-ministerial approach, and involvement, of course, by the private sector to develop short, medium, and long-term solutions to the issues relating to the beach erosion.
The ministry reminds the public that any unauthorized coastal works, including unpermitted construction of docks and/or excavation or dredging, may attract fines or penalties. Property owners are advised that they and not the government will be liable for any and all liability arising from any activity by them, their agents, contractors, or others working on their behalf in undertaking the clearing, removal of debris or related activity. If you require further information on the guidance note, email coastal.works@gov.ky. It's a slight dip in stayover arrivals for August. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The Department of Tourism statistics show that just over 28,100 stayover tourists visited the Cayman Islands in August, with a vast majority coming from the United States and Canada. This means for the first 8 months of the year, Cayman clocked more than 317,000 stayover arrivals. That's an increase of nearly 8,900 passengers when compared to the same period last year. Looking at cruise arrivals, there were 65,200 arrivals registered for August, the same month in 2023 just saw over 68,000. So through August, Cayman has welcomed more than 758,000 cruise visitors. By that time last year, Cayman had gotten about 880,000 visitors, so a difference of about 122,000 people. Overall, some 1.075 million tourists visited in the first 8 months of the year. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Sticking with stayover figures, Cayman is expected to meet its 2024 targets.
Though we have had a bit of a dip due to the recent weather patterns and the hurricane season, a little lower than what we expected, happily we've done some positives in the earlier months to make up for those, as well as the expected positives that are expected to be higher than what we projected. We do believe we're going to make our projected numbers. Sadly, those dips in those months probably going to take away from the opportunity for me to say that we've surpassed our projections a lot more than projected. But as long as we meet the financial mark, that would be the most priority so we can meet our budgetary demands.
The Honorable Kenneth Bryan says the estimated arrivals for September through the end of the year is just over 112,000, with an expected 439,600 stayover visitors total to the Cayman Islands in 2024.
We have surpassed our numbers for revenue by leaps and bounds. The value proposition of quality over quantity has succeeded in respect to the stayover component, whereby though we have not surpassed the 2019 per person numbers, we're getting more value out of each individual person than what we ever did before, which allows us to offer our product in a comfortable way while surpassing the revenues that we need from it.
And he added that Cayman's tourism growth must be managed, quote, properly.
And I think the people of the Cayman Islands would rather us do that in a measured way than only worrying about the revenue. Though revenue is important, what is most important to the people of this country is the ability to have somewhere to sleep, have food before them, not be stuck in traffic every day. So though we are progressing in a measured and monitored way, we are confident in the future of our tourism product.
You can find the latest figures from the Department of Tourism by heading to ourcayman.ky. The Department of Agriculture's Animal Welfare and Control Unit says that the responsible owner of the two abandoned dogs found off Mercury Close, West Bay, has been identified following a recent appeal. The unit's investigations are ongoing as they seek justice for the abandoned animals. The department extends heartfelt gratitude to the community members who provided valuable information, significantly aiding the investigation. The Animal Welfare and Control Unit remains dedicated to safeguarding animal welfare across the Cayman Islands and encourages the public to continue sharing any additional information. Anyone with further details can contact the unit confidentially at 928-1153 or 947-3090 or via email at reportanimalcruelty@gov.ky. Thursday sees the start of the three-day-long 15th Cayman Islands Healthcare Conference. CEO at the Cayman Islands Health Services Authority, Lizette Yearwood, has had quite the busy day, but took time out of last-minute preparations to share a little of what to expect with Radio Cayman.
I've had the privilege of being the chair of the Conference Planning Committee since its inception. So this is our 15th National Healthcare Conference. And we have really been fortunate over the years to engage incredibly dynamic speakers and sponsors. And this year is no different. We really have a great lineup of speakers, both local and international. And we are very, very excited about getting started this evening.
The 15th Annual Healthcare Conference takes place at the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman starting today, Thursday, October 17th, and concludes on Saturday, October 19th at approximately 12:45 p.m. The theme this year is the healthcare ecosystem, local, global, public, private. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.